Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and right now I'm talking with a band called Mold Mom.
Hello.
Hey. It's kind of funny because we're like, you know, conversational, normal tone, and then I turn the mic on, and now I'm like all official, right?
So I love it. Yeah. Yes. I love hearing everyone's radio voice.
Radio voice activated.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like a superpower.
So introduce yourself and tell us what you do in Mold Mom.
Me first. I'm Kennedy. I am the bassist in Mold Mom.
Yeah.
My name's Sophia. I play the guitar and I sing. Kennedy also sings.
I do. I forgot
awesome.
About that.
Yeah.
All right. And we're missing one member.
Yeah. Our drummer, ZM, could not make it, unfortunately.
So I saw recently you guys played with a show with Emil and the Sniffers.
Yes.
Is it Emil and the Sniffers?
It's Amil and Amil the Sniffers.
I love the band. I just had a great show.
It was really fun. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, it was just super. Like, thrilling to be a part of a production that was that big, because
yeah.
Like, we haven't played a show at that scale yet.
Sure.
And like, we had a team of like 11 people helping us that were all our friends, and it was just like super cool getting
Hell
to
yeah.
organize that, and then just like playing to like such a big crowd
sure.
was like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I blacked out the entire time we were on stage. I was kind of terrified, but it was so much fun.
That's
it
awesome.
Was. Yeah, I remember we like got some of our friends to film it, and like we just released a video
cool.
On our YouTube channel of like a live song.
Yeah.
And right before, I just said, "We are here."
Yes.
And it was really funny. I was just like, yeah, I said that in front of 1,000 people. Okay.
We are here. I like it. You guys recently also played a show at a new venue my friend Anjali works at. It is down in the Central District called the Cherry Pit.
Cherry Pit.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Cherry Pit.
Cherry Pit. Such a great venue.
With so many venues, you know, having to, you know, shutter and close. There's a venue up in the U District. I just did an entire episode of Loud and Local focused on the Kraken. They just closed, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But there is good news. There's a new venue, the Cherry Pit. What was your experience like at the Cherry Pit?
I love the Cherry Pit. When I first saw that it opened, was probably in August of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like didn't think it was real at first,
because like,
I was
oh
like, how can such a cool DIY venue exist in Seattle, because it's really, really expensive
yep.
here.
Yeah.
And I, like you said, so many venues have closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up just going to a show, because we actually live pretty close to
mm-hmm.
Cherry Pit. We
awesome.
Live in like First Hill area, so it was like a 20-minute walk away from our place.
You both live together?
Yeah,
yeah,
we live
together.
That's
roommates.
Awesome. Cool.
And yeah, I mean, when I went to the first show, I was just like blown away, because it was just an empty convenience store, and
yeah.
they had
yep.
you know the glass still there from the refrigerators.
Yep.
They still do.
You can go behind the glass. It's super fun. It's like a little green room area.
Yeah, I don't know. I love going to DIY shows. I feel like those are where I have the most fun.
Yes.
So I went to a few shows there before we played,
mm-hmm.
And had the best time, and then playing there was like a whole nother thing.
That's awesome.
We were just talking about this with our drummer the other day, saying that we've never seen a show there where it's like dead. Like there's always people. There's always a community of people there.
That's
I just think that that's so cool that that can still like be curated in Seattle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. And like we played with Velvet Q and Coalition Death Cult, and they're some of our favorite local bands. So like it was just so great to play with like a lot of our friends, and a lot of our friends came to the show, and it was just like a great night. And it was over by like 9:45,
oh,
so we ended 15 minutes early. Yeah, because I love that, because it was just like when you book your own shows, you get to have like so much more control over like who plays and like when the set times are, and it was just like so great. And our friend Rabbit did an aerial performance there. They're in the band Velvet Q, and
they did an aerial performance.
Yeah, they like had like a whole board like on the rafters.
What?
And they did like a little synthesizer thing, and it was just like super cool to see all like different just like weird bands playing.
What an artistic experience. Cool.
Yeah. Rabbit is awesome. Velvet Q rocks too. We played a show with them under the First Avenue Bridge during the summertime.
Yes.
And I was like around when I first met them, and they were like rigging it on like a ladder on top of their bus to the underside of the bridge so that they could do aerial from it. And I was like, what the hell is going,
what is going on here?
I was like, please don't fall. But it was amazing. Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, okay, right on. So both of you guys are kind of, you know, very tapped into the music scene. Why don't you tell what your day jobs are?
Yeah, I work at the Sub Pop retail stores.
Cool.
At
the airport?
Yeah, at the airport.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm always curious about airport employees.
Yeah.
Do you have to go through like a ton every single day?
I have to go through like the employee security checkpoint.
Wow. Okay.
So it takes like just so long to get to work because I go from the light rail and then to the airport. It's like a 10-minute walk, and then through security, it's like maybe like another 10 minutes, so it's a pretty brutal commute.
So if you see someone wearing a Sub Pop hat, maybe you sold it to them.
Maybe I did. I actually gave Wet Leg some Sub Pop shirts.
Okay.
And then Sub Pop just posted pictures of Wet Leg in the shirts, and I was like,
that's me.
You did that.
I did that. Thanks, boss. That's awesome. And Kennedy?
I work at KXP. I do various things.
Awesome.
But the main things I do there is I am a DJ.
Yeah.
I'm a fill-in DJ right now, but I usually fill in for the local show, Audio Oasis.
We got some local love here.
On every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And Eva Walker, who is amazing, is the current host of that show, and she is also super cool. And then currently I just got a job filling in as Cheryl Waters' producer for the Midday Show.
That's great.
Which has also been awesome because Cheryl Waters is like a legend in Seattle, obviously.
I had Eva up here, and we were talking about, and she was like, am I allowed to mention what I do? And I was like, we ain't radio station gangbanging here. We ain't, you know what I mean? Like,
we're all friends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what my job here is to do, is to highlight the local scene, and both what you do is very vital to, you know, this local ecosystem that we do here, focusing on, you know, bringing up young bands and whatnot. And so you guys are both plugged into that, which is a beautiful thing. So let's go back a few years, or, you know, how long has your band been around? What's the DIY or the origin story, rather?
We're pretty new.
Are pretty new. We first started playing under Mold Mom in November of 2022, right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, but we've been playing as Sophiac since like April, which was my solo-ish project.
Yeah.
And I was making music under that name.
That's awesome.
Since like 2020. And then I was like, I want it to be a band. And then I was like, wait, it's really confusing. Let's just do a separate band. So there's like two projects now. Like, I am
okay. Sophiac is still a thing.
Yeah, it's just me.
Just you. Okay.
And then Mold Mom is like the band all together. But yeah, we're a pretty recent band, but we've kind of had the idea to do Mold Mom for maybe about like a year.
Yeah.
You think there'll ever be a collaboration EP like Sophiac and the Mold Mom Experience?
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
There you go.
I actually picked up bass for this band.
Awesome.
I've played guitar since I was like 8 years old.
Wow. Do you come from a musical family?
No.
Okay.
I don't. No one in my family plays music. I did this really awesome camp growing up called Rain City Rock Camp.
Yes, I'm very familiar.
Rain City Rock Camp is amazing. I did it pretty much from the time I could.
Who was your teacher?
Years old. I had all different kinds of folks who taught me. I honestly can't even remember.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Don't want to snag
you. I love them all, though. But yeah, I did Rain City Rock Camp every summer.
Awesome.
And then I interned, and now I'm a volunteer because I want to give back to my community that gave me so much, and to foster the next generation of young people, and especially young women and gender nonconforming people who are getting into music. But besides all that, I picked up bass in April for Sophia's band because
Punk. Pick up.
It is. I still say I'm not a very good bassist.
You're a great bassist.
But what, was it vicious? No, they basically turned his bass off, right?
Thank you. Exactly. But
he
actually
looked apart.
I found out that I had a carpal tunnel in my hands, which was like, felt like a death sentence to a guitarist. And I was really sad about it for like 2 months straight. And then Sophia needed a bassist, and I was like, okay, I'll try. I was like, more excited than that. I was like, I'll pick up the bass, and it's been a lot easier on my hands, and I've actually just like fallen in love with playing the bass.
There you go.
Not to sound super corny.
That's
whatever.
Awesome.
So good.
You play like a Rickenbacker, like Lemmy?
Oh, I don't even know what any of that means.
Okay.
The bass, I don't even know the bass brand that I have. The bass I have, I traded with my brother for the bars on my Subaru.
Nice.
That's punk rock right there.
Okay, there you go. Nice. Very Seattle. Subaru.
Right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, very gay, too.
Yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, okay, right on. So, relatively new band.
Yeah.
But your friendship, when, how far back do you guys go?
We met when I was 16 and you were 17.
Yeah, you make it sound like a big gap. It wasn't. We're like a few months
apart
from each
other.
We're 6 months
apart. Yeah.
So much older.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We met actually through KEXP. Mm-hmm. We were both a part of the 90.1 Teen program, which is the youth DJ program at KEXP. We were part of the second cohort.
Yeah, we were.
Of DJs. And yeah, I don't know. We weren't like instant friends. We kind of knew each other through Instagram.
Yeah, because like,
were you guys beefing?
Not really. We just didn't really know each other. And then I feel like we kind of like hung out more through 90.1 Teen, and then just like started becoming friends. And then when the pandemic hit, we were like, oh, we both want to move out of our parents' house. Let's move out together. So we became roommates.
Cool.
Yep.
And we've been living together ever since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We live together in the smallest apartment imaginable in the district. That was the first apartment we moved out into. It was a glorified hallway.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there a kitchen?
There was a kitchen.
Okay.
There was.
Nice.
Did it have a weird sink and a refrigerator that leaked all the time?
Yes. Yeah.
But it was a kitchen.
That's was there a room in our apartment?
Mold mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it was born.
I think it was. I think it was from the black mold in our balcony.
There was, so back in, what is it, like 2010 till 2015, I lived in an apartment on Capitol Hill, and it was right behind Julia's, the drag bar.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome little apartment, and I mean little. It was not supposed to be an apartment, but it was. And we had the smallest dinky little closet kitchen, but it was a two-bedroom for $900. So that's why we were able. The carpets were rank, but you know,
but for $900,
yeah, exactly.
You gotta get.
exactly. Right on. So you know, is this new spot? Do you guys practice there?
We practice at Liam's.
Yeah, we practice in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick. Liam is a long-time musician. I'll speak
they
for
are.
Them since they are not here.
I call them Zium by accident. Sorry about that.
They go by both names.
Okay.
They're a character.
We try and make things as confusing as possible for everyone involved
in the
situation. But yeah, Liam is a longtime musician in Seattle. Played originally, I think their first band was with Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Who now are Bright Futures. And Liam only plays in like, what, five other bands?
Yeah, there's the Fabulous Downey Brothers, Miss Cummings, So Pitted.
I'm very familiar with So Pitted, yeah.
Couple more,
there's
probably.
A couple more. Yeah, we have an ongoing joke that Seattle has four drummers and we all share them.
Yep.
And Liam is one of those four drummers.
But yeah, that's Liam awesome. Also works at the Sub Pop retail store, so that's how we initially met.
Okay.
So we are co-workers.
Small world, small world.
Oh, totally.
Totally small.
Awesome. Well, okay, so let's jump into the question I kind of already, you know, asked off the air. Favorite Northwest band of all time, or and bands, it could be, you know, or a hip hop artist, it could be a, you know, singer, jazz musician. Favorite Northwest musicians of all time.
Well, I don't know if I can speak for all time, but right now I've really been loving Black Ends.
Yeah,
I
think that incredible band. Shout out to
their
Nicole.
Their music is so good and just like so unique, and I'm excited to see where the future takes them, and they're going on a tour
to Europe.
Yeah, that's where totally. So I'm just like very excited to see what they're doing.
Gunk pop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I could just rattle off like 700
there
bands because the Pacific Northwest music scene is literally my special interest.
Yeah,
probably God of all time. That's a hard one.
Like, don't get me started.
I love Heat Miser. I am a big Elliott Smith fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
And I really love Heat Miser. I also am a huge fan of Quasi. They are amazing. I just feel like I don't know. There just like isn't a band that I can compare Quasi to, and I think that's really cool. Geez, the Fastbacks. I love the Fastbacks. Student Nurse is also super awesome. That's an old band that was in Seattle around the 80s.
I'm stoked that Viz Queen's back.
Me too.
Yeah.
I missed their show at the Vera Project.
I didn't get to go
so
to that one either.
I'm so sad about it, but I'm sure they'll play some more shows.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I heard that it was a great show. More current artists. I love Maita, who's based out of Portland.
Cool.
She's like an indie artist. She came out with a fantastic album last year. Also a big fan of La Fonda, another indie artist from Seattle. Gosh, I could just keep going and going, but I'll stop myself there.
No worries. No, that's amazing. All right, right on. So, how old were you when you first found, you know, music? I'm sure you grew up with your parents playing stuff, but when did music first kind of like touch your soul? And we'll start with whoever wants to jump in first.
Well, my parents didn't really show me any music growing up, so I had to find all of it myself. They are immigrants from Ukraine.
Yeah.
So I listened to a lot of like Russian and Ukrainian folk music growing up.
Any of it that still sticks?
It does. There's this folk song, Katyusha, which we did a cover of for my Sofiak album.
Cool.
And I really loved that song. I feel like the music that first like touched my soul... I was really into the Pixies when I was like 14.
Wow. You were cool before anyone else,
I found
else,
it
right?
on 8tracks.com from Tumblr.
Okay.
And I was very on Tumblr, chronically online child, which like, was that good? No. But I found a lot of music that way. And I just really
You probably found a lot of things you shouldn't have seen too that are now currently embedded from Rotten.com and stuff.
Yeah, totally. But the Doolittle album is just like... so good. And it came back on like my iTunes and I was like, whoa, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I feel very lucky that I grew up with parents who listened to a lot of music and a lot of great music. My mom used to make me little mixtapes, little burnt CDs whenever she would leave on trips. So I grew up listening to all kinds of stuff, but probably the artists that I connected to the most that I remember from being like a little kid was Liz Phair.
Awesome.
Loved Liz Phair. Her 2003 self-titled album was like what I listened to on repeat, which now as I'm older I read about it and everyone like ripped it to shreds when it came out.
How rude.
But it's so good. I'm like, it's poppy, but like I love pop music. So yeah, definitely Liz Phair. And I listened to a lot of La Tigre when I was like a really little kid as
You guys are so hip. When I was a little kid, I was listening to like, you know, like my parents would list to like gospel or something, and then I would put on like, you know, Cube 93. So I was like this little white kid that put up my clothes backwards because Crisscross were like doing the backwards clothes thing. So I was like, but then, you know, getting into like No Doubt and stuff. But I saw Liz Phair play at Paramount with it was an acoustic show. It was Billy Corgan doing All Smashing Pumpkins acoustic, and Liz Phair opened. It was really cool.
That's
really
cool. Awesome. Yeah. I saw her back in, I don't know, quite a few years ago at Lollapalooza or Riot Fest in Chicago.
Wow.
Because I have some family that's over there, and I used to go travel to go to music festivals when I was in middle school. But it was...
I feel like I'm hanging with the cool kids. Traveling to go... I remember a friend of mine in high school, their parents flew them out to go to Lollapalooza. No. Woodstock 99 with Limp Bizkit. Yeah. Woodstock 99 and yeah.
I still need to watch that documentary.
My friend was there. And it was everything that it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I just read the Carrie Brownstein's memoir, and at the very end, she talks about Woodstock.
Yeah. I'm sure she had great things to say about it, right?
Not pretty so negative.
Exactly. Anyways, I cut you off. My bad.
Oh, no, it's all good. I was just talking about Liz Fair and Riot Fest. She is amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great show because I think she was playing more slower stuff.
Sure.
And I just don't think it's ever good
festival
music.
No.
I also saw Cat Power there, and it was terrible because there were just a bunch of drunk people that wanted to watch the next person who was going to be on stage, and we're talking over her.
What are your plans for 2023? You want to play a bunch of local shows? You want to go on tour? You want to, you know, blow up and become famous and tour with Paramore? What do you want to do?
Oh, I feel like fame kind of stresses me out.
Okay. All right.
But we're working on writing some new songs.
Awesome.
And hopefully we're going to record soon. We're doing like the local circuit for a bit. Hopefully we'll plan a tour, but that might be, I don't know. Maybe a 2024 thing, maybe a 2023 thing. It's all up to the future.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're just focusing on, we've just been playing the same set for like a while, which has been awesome because we've been really able to like get our songs down.
Totally.
Experiment with being on stage because really we've only been playing together for less than a year.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to do some really fun like antics and stuff like that. Because we want to give the people a show.
We do.
So yeah, I think that we're just focusing on writing, hopefully recording and putting out some new music. Because I think we should eventually have more than one song.
Maybe two, maybe three.
Ooh. Maybe that's pushing it. Yeah. I don't know.
Three might be a lot.
Yeah. Well, let's keep ourselves underground.
But yeah, we've been doing like, we did an experimental set back in January because our drummer was out of town. And that was super fun.
Like improvisational kind of?
Synthesizer based.
Sweet.
Yeah, I just got like this super cool vocal pedal that has like a bunch of effects and like a looping function. And I go to school at UW and I like made a synthesizer out of a bunch of like sensors and an Arduino and Pure Data. So like I got to use that. And then we kind of just like did a whole like big experimental ordeal and then played some of our songs with like backing tracks, but we missed our drummer very much during
we're like we'll do another experimental thing but with our drummer.
But yeah, like at the end of our sets we end with an unreleased song called Rat Song, and we kind of just like go crazy. Like I have a slide whistle, I go into the crowd, I run around, we yell a lot, there's a lot of feedback, a lot of looping, so just, like, really pushing the boundaries.
Rat Song.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned, you guys are going to be playing something called Rat Fest.
Yeah, we are.
At the Real Art, incredible venue for a good cause. Like, this venue is so awesome. Shout out to Tom over at Thunderdome Cafe. Great place. You can get a good sandwich. You can get a beer if you're over 21. You can watch some good music. The this is going to date the interview, but just before you, I had a band called Alex Vile in studio. And they're also going to be playing this. It's going to be March 25th at the Real Art down in South Tacoma. Rat Fest. And a little bit before that, a week before that, playing at Rabbit Box. Now, tell me about Rabbit Box.
It's this venue that's right under Pike Place Market. We have not played there yet, but just like the fact that it's such a central location is
absolutely
super sick.
Yeah.
I know that our friends Beautiful Freaks are playing it.
They're awesome. Yes.
Love Beautiful Freaks. I was just chatting with Meg prior to this. But yeah, like I'm super excited to just like explore the venue and hopefully just make a lot of noise in Pike Place Market and have all the people be like, what is this?
Yeah, I think that Rabbit Box, I think it's fairly new. It used to be the Can Can. So
okay,
it's like
I'm very familiar with Can Can.
Yeah, it used to be a burlesque bar, I believe.
One of my coworkers played the what do you call that? The instrument is like a
accordion.
Accordion at the can-can.
My dad plays the accordion.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's sick. So yeah, I've never been to the venue before. I'm to see it, and it's cool to play in like such a historic Seattle place too. I didn't even know the venue existed before we got asked to play it.
And so, yeah. Weep Wave is great. They asked us, and Mitch from that band used to be the tech manager at Vera Project.
Cool.
Back when I was an audio engineer, so that's how we met. So you get to see him as a musician now.
There you go.
Cool. I have a Weep Wave story that I'm not sure if I'm going to tell them, but I'll say it on the radio. I don't care.
Let's go.
I
so ominous.
Stole this shirt. Okay. It's not as bad as it sounds. I stole some shirts from an old friend of mine's sister because she left a bunch of her stuff and she had some like old cool band t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I stole a, but I didn't know who Weep Wave was. I just thought it was like a streetwear brand.
There you go.
And so I had it and I wore it and then I was like, and I got rid of it. Which I'm kind of mad about because it was a cool t-shirt. It's not that scandalous. That was my whole story.
It's pretty PG.
I just didn't know that they were banned, and then I of course started listening to like music.
There you go.
I was like, oh,
that's
I
a
made
thing.
The connection. Yeah. I was like, no way, they're a band.
The shirt company has a band.
I have a similar story. Back when I was in junior high, I kind of grew up going to thrift stores, and I was a thrift store kid before it was cool, right? So I would go to thrift stores because we were poor, and so I would just get all my clothes there, and I got a t-shirt that said Sick of It All on it, and there's a hardcore band called Sick of It All from New York City. I love that band, but I just thought it was like a clever shirt that just said Sick of It All, right? And so I bought the t-shirt, and in junior high, this kid comes up to me, and he's like, nice shirt. That band is sick. And I'm like, yeah. And so, like, I went to Hot Topic and I bought like a $3 like compilation CD because it had Sick of It All on it, and that's what got me into hardcore music.
Whoa.
Was awkwardly wearing a T-shirt of a band and being a total poser.
I love it. Being a poser.
We're all posers in our way, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's an X-Ray Spec song called I'm a Poser.
It's true. There's freedom.
We're all posers to someone else,
exactly.
Right? So it's all good.
Very
you know?
True.
Yeah. Okay, so first album you ever purchased?
Whew. Mine was Mellow Yellow from Donovan. I got
such
it
an old
at,
soul.
Yeah, I got it at like a bargain bin in a West Seattle. And
at Easy Street?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. I put that. Okay.
Yeah, but I got like a 3 for $10 deal there.
Yeah.
And got my record. And I convinced my parents to buy me a record player from Costco, and it was, like, Mustang themed.
Yeah.
And I remember putting on my record, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever. Like, I love vinyl. And ever since then, I've just been, like, super into records.
There you go. You get
vinyl.
A discount at work?
Yeah.
Nice. I just saw my friend Alex post that her record Cumulus is available at
it
your
is.
Store. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went to college with her. Shout out to Alex. She's
oh,
awesome.
Nice.
Did college radio with her up at Cugs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Kennedy, how about you?
Whew.
First album.
Okay. Well, I wish I could remember the first like vinyl record that mm-hmm. I bought. I should be able to remember it because it wasn't that long ago. It probably was like 3 years ago. But I don't. But I do remember the first CD that I got. Which
the compact disc. They're coming back.
It qualifies. And I love CDs. I still have like
Me
a
too.
Big CD collection.
Absolutely. I have like 7 humongous binders alphabetical.
I grew Whoa. Up with them. I love them. Yeah. But the first one, I was obsessed with Dreamgirls. When I was a
Shout
kid.
Out to Beyonce.
And yeah. I remember buying, I don't even know where I was, probably like a grocery store, honestly, when you could still buy CDs at grocery stores. So I was probably like 6-7 years old, my pocket change, and I bought the Dreamgirls soundtrack, and I still have that CD.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
So good. I could probably still sing all the songs.
Let's go.
I need the song.
All right, we'll get
it.
The beat. You know,
karaoke version.
But I think I made you watch that movie with me.
It was really good. I love.
It's
Beyonce.
A great movie. It has Beyonce in it.
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
There's a DJ in New York City, Funkmaster Flex, who sometimes when he has hip hop artists come in, he'll put a beat on and make them, you know, they'll have to freestyle. So on the Dream Girls, and you're just going to have to freestyle. Try
I
to remember.
Fail miserably. You know?
Oh, well, I don't know how well that will go.
And we'll film it and put it on TikTok and we'll be cool with the kids.
Yeah. Just
and we'll
like
go viral.
Twins.
Hanging out. Yeah. Hello, kids. Anyway, so again, they're going to be playing the Rabbit Box with Weep Wave on the 18th, which we're talking about. And then the week after, if you want in the South End, you can go see them at the Real Art Rat Fest with a bunch of different bands like Alex Vile and also Weep Wave, right?
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, so anyone you want to shout out or thank or anything while you have this platform?
I'd like to thank Frankie and Alex at the Vera Project for recording, mixing, and mastering both the Sofiak album and the Mold Mom single. They're great. I love them.
Awesome.
I love the Vera Project. Yeah.
Shout out to our drummer,
shout
Ziem,
out to
who
Ziem.
Is not here tonight, but we love them dearly.
We do
and
love
they
them.
They are such a good drummer.
They're so talented.
They are. They
and
are.
They do it all.
They're very silly,
very
too.
Quirky.
I don't know. Well, shout out to our community, to all of our friends.
Yeah.
We have such a great music community here in Seattle. And I feel like it's finally kind of rebounding, I guess,
yes,
since
yes.
the pandemic, especially the, like, youth scene. Because how I saw, like, the Seattle scene, because I was still in high school pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. What high school?
I went to the Center School.
Not familiar.
It's a very small arts school in the Seattle Center on the third and fourth floor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I really did running start, so I was just in community
awesome.
College.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like Seattle had a boom of, like, Chastity Belt and Taco Cat in, like, the mid-2010s.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just, like, teetered off a little bit. And then, boom, pandemic.
Yeah.
And now everything started to come back. And mm-hmm. I just feel like there are so many new bands. And just more and more I see people coming out with new music, collaborating with their mm-hmm. friends, creating new projects. And I thing in the world. And yeah, for the most part, I've just, the Seattle scene is so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like a lot of really amazing people doing a lot of really, really cool things, and a lot of people in positions of power who are like helping them. And yeah, I don't know. I really appreciate it here, and it sucks that it's really expensive, but I still tell all my friends who don't live in Seattle to come here, because I just think it's great. And Seattle just curates, I don't know, it's, even though the music scene changes, it's just very, it's very Seattle. It's
some
very
great Pacific Northwest. Some great bands from Tacoma, Everett, you know, those areas too, you know? So it's all over, all over the Northwest. So.
Yeah. Also want to give a shout out to Eva Walker.
Oh my God, yeah.
Love her.
I love Eva.
And Tess, who does our hair and makeup for some of our shows.
Wow.
Tess is amazing.
Yeah, I saw some of the makeup from the last show. And it was very, like, goth, black metal. It was epic. Freaking awesome. Yeah. What was the inspiration?
Clowns.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop. I love 80s goth makeup. Like, Susie
get along
and the
with
Banshees.
My girlfriend.
It's, like, I don't know. I just love it. And I've been inspired a lot by, like, like the kind of imperfection of their makeup.
Yes.
And just, I don't know, kind of a mess. And I feel like it's so fun to just like play in the mess, because there's no real rules.
Totally.
You can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Totally. Yeah.
I guess back in the day, they used to, the punks would just like have like a sign that says like, pay a dollar for a picture with a punk. Just to like get some money instead of like begging for change, you know? So you know, pretty cool. So right on. That's awesome. I'm stoked to have y'all up here. Shout out to your drummer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, the show 25th at Rat Fest down in Tacoma.
Rat.
And what's the best way to follow y'all?
We have an Instagram. It's called Mold Mom Band. We also are on Spotify, Bandcamp, Apple Music. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
What are the other ones? Deezer.
Yeah, we have a
there's
website.
So many. What's the one that Beyonce and Jay-Z own?
Tidal.
Tidal?
Yep. Yeah.
Tidal. Are we on Tidal?
Probably not. All right. We have a website called Riot Girl Records, because we have like a...
Wait, let's talk about this. You have a record label. What the hell?
Yeah, so it originally started out as a way for us to put out our zine called Rara Rebel, which we did very intensely for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're taking a little break right now just because like I'm finishing up my senior year of college. Kennedy is working full time. Yeah. Putting out a zine every month is a lot of work.
Yeah. We started doing the zine like in the thick of the pandemic. We were out of lockdown. It was like, what, in early 2021? And it was when we first started living together. And yeah, I mean, we were just able to do nothing but the zine for so long, which
awesome.
It was, yeah.
And it was so cool.
Gotta do something.
I mean, we got so many cool opportunities. That's how we actually got the Amel and the Sniffers show, is that we interviewed Amy from Amel and the Sniffers,
that's so cool.
The front person, and then kind of got their contact through that. We also interviewed
Danny Miller from Surfboard.
Yeah. So it was a really awesome opportunity, and I still love the zine. I think we'll pick it up in a different way.
We will, yeah.
But it's kind of got, it's on the back burner right now, but we still do some stuff through Riot Girl Records.
It's like a way for us to release our music and have like full control of it, which is super nice. And it's kind of like our little project and collective.
Maybe eventually we would do like an actual record label where we signed other bands, but one, you need money for that, and I don't have money. And two, that sounds like a lot of work.
I already work at a record label right now. I'm good with that.
Okay.
One record label at a time. Yeah.
My last question. Y'all are way more plugged into the youth than I am, being this old guy over here. I went to the mall recently, and I saw kids dressing.
The mall?
Yes,
you
I went
to the mall.
I went
Which
to the mall,
mall?
In Alderwood. I went to the Alderwood Mall, and I saw kids dressing like I used to dress, new metal as hell, wearing big-ass JNCO jeans, you know, looking like they were in a Korn music video. So, new metal's back. Is ska ever going to come back? Give me a forecast. Will there ever be a ska revival or not so much?
Maybe. It depends on who makes the ska.
Okay.
Yeah. I would agree with your answer. I'm gonna go with no comment.
not a scoffing.
I will say, I do love the JNCO jeans.
Yes.
I'm here for the fashion of it. You know what? Let's just bring back being posers.
There we go.
That's my final.
Poser chic. Yeah. I like it. Okay. All right. So let's do rock, paper, scissors. All right. You guys play rock, paper, scissors. All right.
And three here.
Yeah.
One,
rock,
two.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
One.
Wait.
Oh, all right. Let's try. Oh, one more time.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. So you win, Kennedy. You are the DJ. So
I am.
I want you to introduce this. Okay. I'm going to turn my mic off. I want you to be as cheesy morning show, morning zoo radio as possible. You got to remember on Loud and Local, introduce the song and your band on Loud and Local, okay? I'm turning my mic off.
Loud and Local, okay.
This is Loud and Local, radio stereo by Mom.
Amazing. All right, don't tell my boss, you got the job. All right, here we go. It's Mom, Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.